Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, and of course, that's Mountain Standard Time. And hope everybody had a great weekend. We sure had a good one here in the Creston Valley. The Thundercats had a 3 games to play this weekend, and they won all 3 of them. 2 of them home games and 1 up in Invermere. But it was a great weekend. Got to meet a couple of the parents because all the young men head home either last night or today, heading home for Christmas holidays for a 2-week break. They'll be back home. Oh, I think they're required to come back at about the 27th, and then the first game on the 29th, I believe. 3 degrees in the Creston Valley here this morning, and the winds are out of the east at 5 kilometers an hour. Cloudy conditions with a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers, and a low overnight of 0, and then tomorrow cloudy and 2. Monday, cloudy and 2, and then they get Monday overnight. Gee, that's something new. Tuesday, high of 8 degrees and cloudy, and Wednesday, high of 4 degrees and cloudy. And it looks like we've got some sunshine coming back on Thursday. Anyways, I thought we'd start the show off here this morning for a Paul Simon fan that we have out there that's tuned in this morning. And the name of this song is Loves Me Like a Rock, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name. Say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I'm just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I'm just a boy,
singer in Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocked me like a rock. Grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. I say now, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man, statue of purity. My mama loves me, she loves me.
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley. A little Glen Campbell for you. Ambulera, Southern Nights, and before that we had Rita Coolidge with one of her big hits, The Way You Do the Things You Do. Anyways, it is 7:43, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, and it is plus 3 degrees out, and they say it's cloudy, but it's still pretty dark out. Anyway, thanks a lot for tuning in, everyone, and hopefully we get your Monday morning rolling here with some half-decent tunes. But quarter to the hour, it is time for This Day in Canadian History, and let's see what we have for December the 16th. The first story is out of a PEI. Ooh, yeah. In 1992, Ottawa, New Brunswick, and PEI signed a deal to build a 13-kilometer, $800 million bridge to the mainland. Ottawa to supply $60 million for roads and redevelop Borden, Cape Tormentine. The Confederation Bridge does not yet have a name, but that's what they end up naming it, the Confederation Bridge. Pretty cool bridge if you've never been across it. I suggest you head out there right now and check it out. Anyways, what else do we have here? Also on this day in Halifax in 1894, the Royal Canadian Sea Cadet Corps organized to interest young men in serving in the planned Canadian Navy. There you go. What else do we have? A couple of birthdays, actually quite a few birthdays. George Ignatieff, diplomat, born on this day in St. Petersburg, Russia, in 1913, died in Sherbrooke, Quebec, August 10th, 1989. Ignatieff joined the Department of External Affairs in 1940. 1956 to 58 was a Canadian ambassador to Yugoslavia. 63 to 66, a Canadian permanent representative to NATO. 66 to 69, Canada's ambassador to the United Nations. 68 to 69, president of the Security Council. 72 to 79, provost of Trinity College. 80 to 86, chancellor of University of Toronto. 1985, published his memoirs and The Making of a Peacemonger. 1986, he was broken lecturer at Queen's University. Or is that Brockington? Yeah, probably Brockington. What else we got here? Quite a few other birthdays, too. Ernest G. Shipman, film producer, movie promoter, born on this day in Ottawa Hall in 1871, died in New York City August the 7th, 1931. And I moved to California to work as a publicist, agent, and in 1918 got film rights to James Oliver Curwood's Canadian Stories. In 1919, he set up a company and studio in Calgary to film Back to God's Country. And then he just goes on and on about a whole bunch of other films. But anyways, 1931, moved back to New York to promote the theater stock companies. There you go. What else do we have here? Anything else? Harry Gunning, a chemist, professor, born on this day in Toronto in 1916. Gunning earned a PhD in chemistry at the University of Toronto in 1942. In 1957, professor of the head of the chemistry department at the University of Alberta. Board of members of the Alberta Oil Sands Technology and Research Authority. And let's see, what else do we have here? Kenneth Gilbert, musician, musicologist, born on this day in Montreal in 1931. Gilbert won the Quebec government's, Prix d'Europe for Oregon in 1953. Produced new editions of the harpsichord works. In 1965, started performing in North America and Europe as a harpsichord recitalist. Recorded complete harpsichord works of Chopin, 70 to 71. I guess the guy was right into harpsichord, you might say. Donovan Bailey, born on this day in 1967, track athlete, 100 meter, four times 100 meter. Born in Manchester, Jamaica, and in 1967 grew up in Oakville. Born in Jamaica in 67, then grew up in Oakville, Ontario. Has business diploma from Sheraton College, 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Anchored the Canada's gold medal Olympic relay team on the 4x100 relay and won 100 meter in a world record time of 9.84 seconds. 1997, second at the World Championships with a time of 9.91, plus gold medal as a member of the 4x100 meter relay team. There you go. 1994, the last direct via train between Montreal and Halifax. There you go. What else? I think that would be enough. Because I don't see anything else here that's of too much interest. Anyway, what do we have standing by? I think it's time to tell me something good. By Rufus, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Tell me me that you like it, yeah.
Lightfoot there with Sundown, and before that we had B.W. Stevenson with My Maria. That's a tune from 1973. All right, I see the crew is getting their jackets off here as they mosey on into the booth. They're just about ready for their little time, but wanted to mention about the Creston Valley Thundercats. Like I said, they had an awesome weekend, 3-game winning streak, and I see we're sitting on the top of our division with a 9-point lead. Gotta like that. So, things are looking mighty fine for the Thundercats. A well-deserved weekend leading up to their 2 weeks off. Anyway, so let's let the news crew do their thing for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll be back on the second half hour of some more great tunes right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is December 16th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The debate continues today in Ottawa about the future of the Canada Pension Plan. It's the second day of CPP talks between the provinces and the Harper government. Here's the CBC's Anne Gaviola.
Well, everyone agrees that something needs to be done. It's just what kind of approach do they need to take? And this is an issue that they've been discussing, debating for about 4 years. So you can expect a little more of the same, but maybe some new details, what we're looking for today. You have PEI and Ontario signaling that they really would like to expand CPP. New this year, some signals from Quebec that they may be on board with that as well. On the other side, you have the finance minister, the federal finance minister in Ottawa, saying the recovery right now, it's too fragile. This would be too big a burden on employees. In fact, Flaherty has gone so far as to call it a job-killing payroll tax. What PEI might say today, though, is, okay, if now isn't the time, give us a timetable, a sort of ballpark on when this kind of thing might be coming down. Another thing we could see as well unveiled from Ottawa is a targeted approach. So in the past, the finance minister has said, why use a bazooka when you can use a scalpel for this kind of thing? So we may see some sort of detail as to what that kind of a plan would entail.
That is the CBC's Anne Gagliola in Toronto. The United Nations has kicked off a global aid campaign with the goal being to raise $13 billion for more than 15 countries currently in a state of crisis. And it's saying half that amount is needed for Syria and the countries currently housing Syrian refugees. Last year, the UN says it received relief pledges from governments around the world, totaling close to $15 billion. But only about 60% of that total has actually come through. In the wake of South Africa's long goodbye to Nelson Mandela, attention now turns to the political future of current South African president Jacob Zuma. CBC's Margaret Evans reports from Johannesburg.
This is more than just suffering by comparison. Zuma is being investigated for the misuse of millions of dollars worth of public money to upgrade his home in KwaZulu-Natal. Samson Dehura was at the memorial when Jacob Zuma was booed last week. He says South Africans expect a lot more from their political leadership, that living off Mandela's memory won't be enough.
He brought us political freedom. There is still a lot to be done as far as economic freedom is concerned.
South Africa today is one of the world's most unequal societies. White households here still earning an average of six times more than black. Despite Zuma's unpopularity, the ANC is still expected to win the next elections comfortably. The danger for him is that others in the ANC leadership will decide the scandals following him around are too costly for the party's reputation and so force him to step aside as leader. Margaret Evans, CBC News, Johannesburg.
Back to Canada now. And 2 years after Calgary stopped putting fluoride in its drinking water, a study is underway to determine the impact. CBC's Jennifer Lee has the details.
In 2011, five Alberta communities, including Calgary, decided to pull fluoride out of their drinking water. The issue is a contentious one. One of the biggest problems is that most of the research is out of date. Lindsay McLaren is hoping her study will change that.
We can't be making decisions about drinking water fluoridation from studies from the 1970s.
McLaren says dental exams will be performed on hundreds of school children to see if they have higher rates of tooth decay than kids in Edmonton. Calgary's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Richard Musto, says the findings will be presented to Calgary City Council.
We'll be able to hopefully revisit the situation in Calgary, and it would also inform these discussions that are going on across our province and the country.
McLaren is hoping to follow up with a long-term study to see what the impacts are 5 and 10 years down the road. Jennifer Lee, CBC News, Calgary.
The cleanup continues across the Maritimes after a weekend snowstorm dumped as much as 30 centimeters of snow on parts of New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, and PEI. There were whiteout driving conditions, grounded flights, canceled ferry crossings, and thousands of power outages. The storm system has moved now to Newfoundland. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour. Now, the first half hour of the show here was a little bit on the mellow side, I'll admit, but it is Monday, and that's the way it goes sometimes. And because I'm the boss around here, I thought, well, what's the matter with that? Yeah. So I think what we'll do in the second half hour here, we'll kick things up a little bit, and make sure the toes happen and help you warm up a little bit. I understand some of the people, some of the listeners have some pretty cool temperatures where they are, and with the storm going through on the weekend, some people are really snowed in and that kind of thing, especially down east. Oh, man. Seen some of the things on the news there. Yikes. Anyway, how about some Stampeders? Yeah, ever heard this song, Wild Eyes? Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Away from your wild eyes, wild eyes, I'm blind to the day from your If you're looking to rock, listen to South Kootenai Radio at 5 o'clock.
There we go, Link Ray bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. December the 16th. We've got two birthdays to report today. In 1943, Tony Hicks was born, and Tony is the guitar player for the Hollies. And one of their big hits, Long Cool Woman. Yeah. Billy Gibbons, guitar player extraordinaire for ZZ Top. Born on this day in 1950. Of course, ZZ Top have many tunes. LaGrange, for example. Yeah. Tush. All kinds of them. Alright, let's get on to the useless trivia here. This will be good for anybody living up on the North Shore of New Brunswick. I hear that's where the most famous Creedence fans live. Anyways, what else? 1970, five singles and five albums by Creedence Clearwater Revival were certified gold. The singles were Down on the Corner, Looking Out My Back Door, Traveling Band, Band Moon Rising, and Up Around the Bend. The LPs were Cosmos Factors, Willie and the Poor Boys, Green River, Bayou Country, and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Yeah, a lot of songs, a lot of albums, but you know what? CCR really we're on a pretty heavy schedule there with putting out albums and touring. 1995, The Beatles, Free as a Bird, peaks at number 2 on the UK charts and number 6 in the US. Written by John Lennon and performed by him on piano as a rough demo shortly before he was murdered. The track was completed by the remaining Beatles at Paul McCartney's own home studio. 1997, pop singer Nicolette Larson, best known for her hit version of Neil Young's Lot of Love in 1978, passed away at the age of 45. She had been admitted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank with massive liver failure and was then transferred to the UCLA Medical Center, where she died from an abnormal accumulation of fluid in the brain. Wow. And in 2010, Paul McCartney paid tribute to his Beatles bandmate John Lennon during an appearance on Saturday Night Live, where he performed A Day in a Life and then thrilled viewers with a cover version of his late friend's anti-war anthem, Give Peace a Chance. All right. Billy Gibson's of ZZ Top, born on this day in 1950. Oh, no. We're going to start off with Tony Hicks, born in 43. With a long, cool woman in a black dress. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Table! rumor spread around. United takes the time. About to check outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into our folk show at 2 and the jazz show at 10.
Larson with a lot of love there, finishing off this day in rock and roll history for December the 16th. Before that, we had the Beatles with Free as a Bird, that song going up to number 2 on the charts in 1995. And let's see, we played a little CCR dating back to 1970 with Run Through the Jungle. And of course, that particular album, Cosmos Factory, going or being certified gold on this day in 1970. What else did we have? Oh, LaGrange by ZZ Top. Billy Gibbons' birthday today, a guitar player extraordinaire. And we played a little bit of the Hollies celebrating Tony Hicks' birthday, born on this day in 1943. Tony, of course, the guitar player for the Hollies. Long, cool woman. Yeah. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. And coming up right now, I think what we'll do is just have a quick look at the weather across the country. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 3 degrees with the winds out of the east-northeast at 5 kilometers an hour, 78% humidity, and we're going to go up to 4 today. Ooh, yeah. Vancouver, currently cloudy and 2 degrees. Whitehorse, minus 16 and cloudy. Minus 23 in Yellowknife and snowing. Minus 4 in Calgary and cloudy. Minus 7 and sunny in Regina. Minus 11 and snowing in Winnipeg. And, oh, you know, Winnipeg set a new record for the coldest temperature yesterday. Minus 34.5 degrees, yeah. Toronto sitting at minus 14 and sunny. Ooh, Ottawa, minus 20 and sunny. And let's see, Charlottetown, minus 6 and snowing. And St. John's, Newfoundland, snowing and minus 1. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get on with some more tunes here. I've got the Monkey Man. Now, this one's going back a few years in 1969 from the Let It Bleed album right here on South Kootenai Radio. Thank you.
The Saskatchewan Gal says you should tune in on Country Hour every morning at 10 o'clock at the South Kootenai Radio.
We'll
song there, a live cut, The Loner. That's from his album, Live Rust. That one came out in 1979. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio, and you know what, kids? It's time for Artist Highlight. And of course, brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And, of course, the best-looking building in all of downtown Creston. Yeah. They're pretty happy about that new name change that they've got. And Bedazzled just didn't cut it. It was time for something new and refreshing. Golden Treasures, that's where it's at. Yeah. Our artist highlight today is going to be Creedence Clearwater Revival. It was on this day in 1970 that the band was awarded Gold Records for 5 singles and 5 albums. And we're going to listen to all 5 songs. Down on the Corner, Looking Out My Back Door, Traveling Band, Band Mood Rising, and Up Around the Bend. The LPs, of course, were Cosmos Factory, Willie and the Poor Boys, Green River, Bayou Country, and Creedence Clearwater Revival, their very first one. And, of course, if you go and look up any historical stats on CCR, you'll notice that they were just a touring and recording machine back early on in their career, just putting out albums left, right, and center, and constantly on tour. So let's start off with Up Around the Bend from Cosmos Factory right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Come on the ride. Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
There you go, Travelin' Band by CCR, finishing up our artist highlight today. Of course, those five songs by CCR, Travelin' Band, Band Mood Rising, Down on the Corner, Looking Out My Back Door, and Up Around the Bend, all being certified gold on this day in 1970. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:45. We'll have another artist or album highlight for you. Well, that brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to a close. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in, and hopefully you'll be back tomorrow. And make sure you bring a friend, huh? Yeah. And also, I just wanted to remind you, we've start of a new week here, and we have another great week of albums, full albums that we play over the noon hour on the Hot Chicken and LP show. And today we're going to be featuring the music of Jesse Cook. So check that out. Go to the website, theskr.com. That's theskr.com. We also have a Facebook page. Just do a Google search, Facebook, South Kootenai Radio. You'll find us there. But anyways, that's the scoop. So have a great day, everyone. We're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second news break, and then we'll get on with some regular broadcasting. And we'll catch you all on the flip side.